Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the October 19th, 2022 meeting for the Taney County Board of Adjustments. And Scott, if you would be able to do our establishment of a quorum.
Thanks. Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards. And Rick Caudill.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Very good. Scott, if you could do the explanation of the public hearing procedures, the presentation of exhibits, and governing statutes.
I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the October 19th, 2022 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff filing, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on any application. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Okay. Anybody that's going to be speaking tonight, if you'd raise your right hand, swear to tell the truth.
I do.
Okay. And board, have you had an opportunity to review the September 28th, 2022 meeting minutes? And if so, we have a motion to approve.
I've read them and I would move to approve them in their current form.
I'd second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I abstain. I was not present.
Okay. Then we will go ahead and begin with public hearing 22-008V, Robert and Jessica Bruce.
Okay, so Robert Bruce is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020 R1 Density and Dimensional Standards, which are your setbacks, of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot back property line setback, 7 feet less than the required 10 feet, to allow for construction of a 26-foot by 10-foot deck 3 feet from the back property line. As per the assessor's information, subject's property is 85 by 60 in size. It is lot 37 in the Spring Meadows subdivision. Has a single-family home built in 2006. So looking at our PowerPoint, if the Board of Adjustment would approve case number 228V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a setback of 3 feet for construction of a deck. Two, a residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So this is Highway 76. The Cross Creek area is right here in the lower right-hand corner. Spring Meadows subdivision, I've got their lot highlighted. There's just a mock-up drawing. That's not to scale. I mean, it's somewhat too, but just a drawing of the deck on the back. That's where the deck's proposed, is on that back side. It's a photo from the street from the north looking south.
Are the power poles on the line?
The power poles were, yeah, real close to the line, the best we could determine. Measuring from the front and doing all the measuring I could do. And that's typically where they put them, so that they can get 7 feet from each side.
Is this deck going to be, I can't really tell by the pictures, is it going to be towards the front of the house that's next door, like past the edge?
No, he's going to pull it back because he'd need a side setback if he ended up.
Well, that's why.
Because it's 12 and a half on the side, and I talked to him about that. But he said, no, he's just going to pull it back. Of course, they're going to take this window out and put a door and pour a bigger slab and then build that deck on the upper level coming out of the main floor of the house. This is a basement.
It's going to look like the one next door.
Yes. Except the bottom's just going to be a slab instead of a deck. Instead of two decks, it'll be a slab and a deck. And it will be pulled back to where he meets that side setback.
Yeah.
And I believe there's someone here to hopefully represent Roberts. His neighbor was supposed to come. He just had a new baby. So.
You can see the house next door in that view, so it doesn't face the front of it.
It's kind of deceiving. You can't tell. The houses are kind of square with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I sure wouldn't want it past the man's garage. You know.
Well, let me go to this.
See how it's offset? And if it's offset like that.
Yeah, probably will, because I mean he was going to come back to where he met the 12 and a half.
Yeah, I can't agree to that.
Not sure. What's the concern, Rick?
Well, see how the houses are offset. So if the man builds this deck, it's going to be up where the pointer is.
Yeah.
So it's going to be in front of that man's, kind of in his view when he walks out of his garage.
Oh, when he backs out, it's going to obstruct view of the street. It's almost a safety concern, what you're saying?
I can't okay for that.
Now, the other thing I was questioning, if you go back to the other side view or photograph of that, that one, the window of the neighbor right there, you know, I don't know how
right
you guys would feel about it. Depending on where they start their deck, they're going to be looking right down at that guy's window, you know, and as for privacy, I'm not sure about.
Well, I'm assuming they were notified, and I doubt there's anybody here to speak to or for this, so.
Can we make a motion to refer this to the next meeting?
Or postpone
to the end of this meeting?
Give them time. That's a good idea, yeah.
Later in this meeting?
Mm-hmm. Bring it back up for you.
Yeah. Leave. Yeah. Do we need a motion for that?
Would we table it?
Table it till
the end
of this meeting?
Postpone it to the last on the agenda.
Yeah.
All right.
To bring it back up.
Yeah. Well, I'll make a motion to go ahead and table 22-008V and move it to the last, make it the last item.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
That's the way we need to handle that, right?
Yep. That sounds good.
Okay. Well, then, we'll move on to item number 22-009V for Wendell Goss.
So Wendell Goss is seeking a variance from the same provisions, which are Section 10.020 R1 density setback, so the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant is seeking a 0-foot back property line foot setback, which is 5 foot, and a 5 foot east property line setback, allowing for construction and remodel of the existing garage. As per the assessor's information, subject's property, and this includes lot 3 and 4, is approximately 170 by 100, located in the Dixie Land Heights subdivision, with a single family home built in 1988, and then the garage plan for demolition on the property. So if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 22-9B, approval of the back setback of 0 and a side setback of 5 for the removal and reconstruction of the garage. 2, a residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And then 3, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So this is at the very MM Highway, Deer Lane, left on Mission Lane. And if you'll see, you'll remember a variance for a single family home on one of the lots. As we zoom in, here's our garage location. So I've got it just somewhat outlined.
Is this the one that owns 2 or 3 lots?
These 2 lots?
Yes.
Yeah. And you can see Brookings is just a 1-lane, more of an alley that goes back to, we'll look on Beacon, but I think it's just 1 or 2 homes.
Yeah.
I just took quite a few pictures of the garage.
This is Climber's Brookings is out
front. Oh, that's Climber? Okay. Yeah.
My address is to Brookings.
So that's Climber.
Oh, Michael. I'm sorry. Climber.
Well, we'll pull it up on Beacon and we'll just see what it is. Okay. We're ready for you.
I was here last year and you gave me a 0 variance for the one building over on this lot. My the shed, I call it, corrugated tin building. I'd like to take it down and attach a garage to my existing house. We've decided this house was good enough. We're going to try to stay there, but need a garage for that property. I still will use that other lot to develop, but I want to keep them separate, and it's platted already for 2 different lots. And since you gave me the one variant, the 0 variance on the one lot, when I tear this down, I don't know if it had approval or not when they built it, but if I tore it down and build exactly back, I wouldn't be within the variance, or I wouldn't be within the setback rule. So I'm here to say, can I build this garage back and be uniform with the other building on the other side? Because I already have a 0 variance on lot 4. If I have a 0 variance on lot 3, I can, if needed, use it all the way to the back property line. And my plan, tear this down and attach a garage right here. That's what I'm trying to do. So I just didn't want to do it without, you know, if I built it right back, then I'd have an encumbrance later, probably, if I tried to sell the property, and I didn't want to go through that. So I'm asking for permission before I do anything.
So you're wanting the 0 lot line at the very top of the picture.
Yeah, that's the back.
Where you received one once before.
I did.
For the lot that's to the right.
Yeah, Jason.